Sometimes frustrations, like waiting for a delayed train, can result in fruitful chance meetings and interesting conversations. This happened back in 1892 when 5 lumbermen, who had to wait 7 hours for a late train in Girton, Arkansas, had a chance meeting that resulted in the formation of an unusual organization, symbolized by a strange black cat statue poised near the Girton Depot. These lumbermen, from cities across the Midwest, sat atop a lumber pile and discussed the challenges of travel and the broad range of pursuits within the lumber industry. They agreed that the lumber industry needed a fraternal organization to promote unity and fellowship, and also decided that it should be unconventional and unregimented, in contrast to many fraternal organizations of the day. Their brainstorming yielded an unusual name, the Concatenated Order of Hoo-Hoo. Officer titles reflected their spirit of fun, inspired by a Lewis Carroll book. The chief executive officer would be called the Snark of the Universe, leading a team composed of a supreme hoo-hoo, a scribe-noter, Bojum, Jabberwock, and others. The group chose as its mascot a black cat with its tail curved into the number 9. You might think that such a silly-sounding organization would be fleeting, but in fact, the organization thrived. With its one aim to foster the health, happiness, and long life of its members, and annual dues set at $9.99, the Hoo-Hoos eventually had to raise the limit on total number of members from 9,999 to 99,999. At the height of its popularity, the organization had 13,000 members and changed its name to the International Order of Hoo-Hoo. U.S. Presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Warren G. Harding were both concatenated as members. The International Order of Hoo-Hoo still stands as the oldest industrial fraternal organization in the United States, holding international conferences as well as domestic meetings. As the lumber industry has declined, membership in 2004 had dropped to 3,500 members. The organization today is headquartered in Girton, where the grand idea was born. You never know what good things might happen due to a late train.